ఇప్పుడు అంటే డిడ్ వి రికార్డ్ లాస్ట్ గీత యు నో దట్ ఆన్లైన్ భగవద్గీత ఎనీ వన్ రికార్డ్
ఐ డెంట్ రికార్డ్ బట్ వంశీ టోల్డ్ దట్ హీ మేనేజ్ విత్ దట్ జూమ్ రికార్డింగ్
బట్ టూ త్రీ పీపుల్ వర్ దే డిడ్ దే రికార్డ్
None of his records.
సో ఫ్రమ్ నెక్స్ట్ టైం అన్వర్డ్స్ ఇఫ్ యూ ఆర్ దే
I'll remind you.
రికార్డ్ ఐదర్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఆర్ సంబడి ఐ ఫర్గట్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇట్ రికార్డ్ బికాస్ ఇట్ డి నాట్ కమ్ అవుట్ వెరీ వెల్ అంత పెద్ద ఓం జనని శారద దేవీం రామకృష్ణం జగద్గురుం పాదపద్మిని ప్రణమామి సో దేర్ ఆర్ 84 సూత్రాస్ ఇన్ దిస్ నారద భక్తి సూత్ర అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సబ్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు సమ్ చాప్టర్స్ వీఆర్ డీలింగ్ విత్ ది థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ దిస్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ సాధన పాద సాధన ఎవ్రీ హోమ్ మస్ట్ బి ఎన్యూమరేటెడ్ అండ్ దే మస్ట్ బి ఏ వే దట్ ఈజ్ వాట్ హిందూ స్క్రిప్చర్ టెల్స్ తత్వ పురుషార్థ అండ్ హిత సో హియర్ నారద ఇస్ టెలింగ్ తస్యా సాధనాన్ని ఆచార్యా గాయంతి ఆచార్యా మీన్స్ దోస్ హు ఆర్ ఓన్లీ డివోటీస్ దే సింగ్ ది సాధన because when they sing why they sing singing is always a sign of joy that is why bhagavad gita gita means singing song song of the divine love so why because it reminds them of god Sri Ramakrishna was extraordinarily great singer he used to be absorbed and that singing itself is a kind of instruction sir trying to teach philosophy to people actually the people who practice they are called acharya but it means acharanena darshayanti iti acharya through their very life they become a source of inspiration and guidance to everybody that is called he is called acharya so the very first thing is vishayatyagat sangatyagat and in that order what is gross what is easier to break is vishay simply you Sri Ramakrishna tells, he gives many illustrations. Suppose a person is in a room full of tamal and then he is advised, don't eat tamal. The very name of tamarind or pekin brings water to the mouth. That means our association is so deep. Why? It's called vasana. What is vasana? We also have dealt with it very elaborately. We are all creatures of vasanas, not only in the spiritual sense, but in the literal sense. We are people of smell, all of us. So men are attracted to women. Women are attracted to men by smell. So the cosmetic industry is trying to now make what is it that can bring attraction to each other? By studying the chemical structure of people. So we are all nothing but chemicals. Our very smell, sense of smell, has made us survive so long. Of all the creatures, man is the longest living creature. Why? Because he is very clever and he lives by smell. Smell means food is available. So a ripe mango, immediately it gives the smell. Tarvata guava. You know what to go on? Jampanana. So, you keep jackfruit. Many, many things. Your sambar, your dal. We say it is taste. Taste is 90% smell and 10% only the masala.
The aroma only.
The aroma. That increases. Otherwise, how do you know? On a deep, cold day, when you don't smell anything, every food material tastes absolutely dull. So, Vishaya Tyaga means the object of temptation, get away from them. Because we are associated, our attraction or our slavery to the world by this smell. So, smell means we understand food smell. But we don't seem to understand that constantly animals are exuding some smell to such an extent that there are some specialist dogs which can smell a person who is going to have a pit. So they train them. Who does the dog know? It is not a yogi. There is nothing to do with yoga. So there is, before that pit comes, some chemical change takes place. And the animal's acute sense of smell, it detects it. Immediately it pulls the owner down, and owner also is trained by the dog. When I do like this, immediately wherever it is, just sit down. Otherwise, injury will be there. So through smell, one woman was able to detect all Alzheimer's disease. Did I tell you that one? There was a woman in America. She was married and she was having very good life with her husband. Very happy. After 15, 20 years, slowly she started smelling something different. So after 5, 6 years, he developed this Alzheimer's disease. Then she understood what I was smelling was that change of chemicals which is taking place. So he was admitted in the hospital and this lady went and told the doctors, I could smell. The greatness is they don't poo-poo like that. Maybe this lady is having, but they won't accept without test. They took something smeared, something used by those people. Some were having this disease, some were not at all having. She correctly 100% identified, but they found a problem. With one or two, they thought she identified wrongly. They did not have anything. Some people had, some people don't have. Just to pass the test, to make the test, they put in bottle. She will smell. And then this person has this disease. This person has this disease. This person doesn't have. But she predicted 2, 3 people that they had this disease. According to doctors, they never had. So they told her, this, you are wrong. But after 2, 3 years, those fellows have developed that disease. So then they understood. It's all work of chemicals. So then they now started a new branch. How to predict diseases by studying the chemical changes that take place in human. So, if I have to apply that to our this thing, whether we are suffering from kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, these strong feelings, even mind feelings, bring about a change in the body. Our body also can bring about a change in those feelings. Either they can do it. So that is why Vishaya Tyaga, keep them away. But the enjoyment we already experienced, that idea will not go away. That is called Sangha. That Sangha has to be slowly, but first we have to be away from. That is why sannyasins are supposed to be away, stay there, some lonely place, and then do whatever you need to do. Because before they develop that Sangha Tyaga, that influence must become less and less and less and less. That is why I said in that order, Vishaya Tyaga, Sangha Tyaga. 36th one, Avyavruta Bhajanat. Constant thinking about God. What is Bhajana? Constant thinking. So, we have got a tendency. This is well-known tendency. We are all creatures, washable, brain washable. What is advertisement? What is advertisement?
Repetition of brainwashing only.
Brainwashing. This is very desirable. This is very desirable. This is very desirable. Not only that, if I tell you something, it will be mind-boggling. I'll be telling you now and during these talks. See, the idea, the discussion came. What is beauty? Is beauty something which is objective or something subjective? 1% object, 10% subjective. So what is it? If we are living in a particular environment, we are likely to consider somebody very beautiful whom we know. Our image is there. So these white people, they thought we are very superior because our skin is white. And then when they go to South, when they went to South Africa, all jet black. So they felt, the white woman felt, we are far superior. So this was a strong idea. Even now it is there. We are superior because we are white.
Apartheid.
Our intelligence is superior because we are white. Which was exploded by several psychologists long back. I will not go into. So then some perceptive person went and asked the African, what is your opinion about this white? They said, what? Pale skin. And totally undesired. This, like a disease. And noticed here you will see some fellows with white skin. And then instead of being attracted to them, you will get disgusted. But an Indian woman, and like for an Indian man, Indian woman is most attractive. For an Indian woman, Indian man is most attractive. Anyway, this is all perception. Subjective,
very
perception. This is the first level. The second level is, why that there will be a man who sees hundreds of women. Why he is particularly attracted to one particular woman in his childhood, either in this life or in the past life, there would be a very pleasant association with that particular impression. Or the nose, or the kantaswara, or the particular type of smell that comes from her, in some way that is associated with so much of pleasure. And because of that pleasure, this foolish fellow thinks, this woman looks like that person who always gave me happiness. You remember what I discussed? So psychologists have devised some questions to young people. Why did you like this particular woman? They gave a number of questions. Then the conclusion, after that they studied thousands of people. Then they came to this conclusion. Say, a small boy, 2 years old. So his aunt or somebody visits. Whenever she comes, she will bring something very pleasant for this boy. Some chocolate, some sweet, some doll. Something which she gives great pleasure to this boy. And that boy associated the particular person with pleasure. We are all doing like that only. Particular pleasure only. A man looks, oh, I can get a lot of pleasure from this woman. Vice versa. Like that. So, then that impression remains. This woman's face cut is like that. This woman's hair is like that. The voice of the woman is like that. Something associated. And then he forgets. Then he grows up. And then he comes across this young woman. And something resembles with that pleasant person. And so he imagines that this is called two things, you know. First thing, this is called love at first sight. There is no love at first sight. This is all old sight. Superimposed upon this woman. And then love is blind. So only after marriage he discovers she did not such a visit each other. It applies to both men as well as women. So we are always having that sense of smell. And that smell should be associated with pleasure. Only then it is possible. What are we talking about? Avyavrita bhajana. So constantly we are dwelling upon this. This food is good. This dress is good. And this music is good. And all the five sense organs. This smell is good. And this climate is good. Like that, we are associated and constantly. Then it is reinforced. So, why not use this same psychology in progressive spiritual life? We are first. People say God exists. I'm not sure. But go on doing that. I think there must be God. Next stage. Third stage, yes, there is a definitely there is a God. Also, by that time, if this person is wise, you know what happens? This person gets lots of blows from people upon whom he is depending. So he comes to the conclusion, there is no one dependable in this world. That leads him to the next stage. I am jittery. I am insecure. There's somebody maybe God will save me. So he slowly, here he is distancing, there he is near. But avyavruta bhajan. That is why in our scriptures it is said that Parayana is very effective. You know Parayana, Bhagavad Gita Parayana, Vishnu Sahasrana Parayana, then the Sundara Kanda Parayana, Lalitasana. What is Parayana?
Chanting.
Parayana means constant chanting leads Parayana, in the end, leads to Parayana. Parayana, Ayana means a place. Ayana means actually journey. Ayana means journey. Parayana, this is the supreme place to which we have to journey. So Parayana, slowly by daily chanting, the belief becomes stronger and still stronger and still stronger until it becomes the truth. That is how we also have become. I am a man, I am a woman. I am a Hindu. How do you know you are a Hindu? As a baby, if you were brought up by a Muslim family, what do you think you will say?
Muslim.
If you are brought up by a Christian, I am a Christian. If you are brought up by an atheist, I am an atheist. Simply, we think that I am so great, I am a Hindu. No, no, it is because from childhood, constantly you are being drilled that you are this, you are this, you are this. Previously, women were drilled by men. You are lower creatures, and whatever be your husband, Kana, Padira, whatever it is, Kunti, Gudi, everything. The highest to God. Yes.
But it worked
right. Because somebody has to lower the ego. Nowadays, that is exploded.
Both are right.
So now both are educated. Both are earning money. Sometimes the wife earns more money than the husband. So that she has got naturally her ego. And that is the reason why so much of Gharshana is happening. Say there was a woman executive, a high big company, executive officer. So the company undergoes some kind of ups and downs. Whenever she goes through some downside, she becomes very depressed. Then she always carries her husband's photo. When she is depressed, she takes it out, looks at it, and then she cheers up, and then goes out. Well, her husband noticed. He was very happy. I give so much of inspiration. He asked her, I am such an inspiration for you. She said, no, not like that. Then why are you looking at it? Then you don't want it. No, I want to. What is it? Say, sometimes our company goes down. So I become very depressed. Then I take out your photograph. Then the thought comes to me. If I can live with this problem, what is the other problem compared to this problem?
I can manage anything online.
That is the inspiration. So, avyavruta bhajana. Constantly pray, take the name of God, sing the name of God, hear about God, and then read about God, and then see about God. You see about God. Nowadays, this internet is a wonderful thing. Any temple which you cannot imagine, I can go. Now in future, in another 5-10 years, they are going to take the photograph. You can go to Everest. You feel that you are also watching.
Yeah, virtual.
Virtual reality. So, how wonderful it is. Those who are unable to. This system was there in our temples in the past. Say, there are two types of murtis. Moola Vigraha and Utsava Vigraha. Moola Vigraha cannot be moved. But Utsava Vigraha is meant for that only. So why? Because there will be old people. there would be ladies, you know, what they call prohibited period of their time, monthly periods, etc. Or there may be shudras, etc., who are never allowed to be. They have to have darshan of God. Then the pujari will be going in chariot, palki, and then put the shatagopam. It's the feet of the Lord that is supposed to be the representing it. They will put it like that. We were young, we were all experiencing it.
Yeah.
But we did not know what was the meaning of it. Since you are not able to go there, God will come to your house and then you can have darshan of the Lord. This is how wonderful it is. Whatever. Nowadays, of course, there is no bar. Anybody can go to any temple. But in the past time, that superstition was there. So, avyavruta bhajana. Do you want to love God? How does tinada tinada vemu tiyana unavu? Vemu means need. Tinada tinada. As you go on eating, after some time, you first feel it is very bitter. You know, needly. First, it is very bitter.
Yeah.
Afterwards, it's okay. And afterwards, without that, I can't live. Like that, our mind gets adjusted.
Addiction.
Any climate, any type of people, we become adjusted to that. Avyavruta bhajana. So why avyavruta means broken, interrupted. Avyavruta means unbroken. Why? We don't know when death comes. So it is also said in the Bhagavad Gita, the last thought before death, the yam vapis maran bhavam tyajatyante kalevara. So whatever thought comes just before the pranas leave this body, our next birth is determined by it. The famous story is illustration in Ajamila's story. So we don't know when death is going to come. So we have to constantly remember God. That's why Mukundamala, Kulashekharadva, he was one of the greatest poets in South India. He was a king. And yet he was one of the 12 Alvars. Like Anda. Anda was the only woman. Men. What a marvelous greatness of this Alvar. So he was singing Krishna Padiya Pada Pankaja Pinjarastam. Adyeva me vishatu manasa rajahamsaha prana prayana samaye kapavata pittahi kanthavarodhana vidhau smaranam kutaste. O Krishna, let me enter into the cage of your lotus feet. Me means I am the rajahamsa. He is paramahamsa. I am rajahamsa. He is the paramatma. I am the jivatma. Let my jivatma enter into the cage of your lotus feet right now. Adyaiva. Why? Prana prayana samaye. Then prana is about to go. How? Kapha vata pittai. Is according to Ayurveda, these are the three things which determine our health or disease. When we are beset by these kapha vata and pitta, naranam kutaste. Voice is not going to come. Mamata tuna gayi mereva. Kapha pitta vata kantha taru baitri. Sutahi pula avatu karasi. Nari nikaratu gharatri. Mamata tuna gayi. So a man is addressing. Tulasidas. He is addressing. Mamata means what? This intense attachment to worldly things. Tuna gayi mere manat. You are not gone. Ultimately, all attachments filter down to only one attachment. You know what is it? Body. There is no other attachment. It's five sense organs. You want to eat, you want to see, you want to hear, you want to smell, you want to touch. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, garima. Only body. This is the only obstruction. I am the body. That is the obstruction. So, when the body is in that straightened circumstance, smaranam putaste, there is your remembrance. So, Tulasidasa is writing this song. Unagayi mere mane. You are not gone. Kapha pitta vaap kanta varu paiti. Kapha is unable to speak. faith. He wants to call his son. Oh, my son, please come. The son is deliberately keeping himself away so that his father will not call you. That fellow is listening that side. Like this fellow is, like that he is saying. Kanta parva. Sutahi bulavati karate. The hand. Probably that fellow doesn't want to see. Otherwise I have to go on. Then nari nikarata gharate. Inside house, he brings outside the world. Hey fellow, you are about to die. Why? What is called? Pull you all the insides. And some people, if they are certain, they will also bring the about to die body from the cart, the floor. Because the cart they have to wash, the mattress they have to wash. They don't want to do that. So they put it, this is all our condition of it. So, nari nikarat gharate. And you stay outside there in front. And when he dies, he is frightened to touch it. Vibhyatu. Why? Because maybe that fellow will come in the night. And if he touches, she has to go and take it. This is all we are all doing. Nobody, even if direct disciples touched it, Ramakrishna cremated him, went and took bath, went back. But it has nothing to do with Sinam Krishna, the body, Shiva. If there is prana, he is called Shiva. There is no prana, he is called Shiva. Shiva Sadhu, we are all doing Shiva. The morning till evening we are doing what?
Shavasana.
Shava Sadhana means what? The Shiva, early morning. Hey, bed coffee. Then we are running. Then breakfast. After that, 10 o'clock tea. After that, 12 o'clock lunch. After that, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock tea. And then in between, some snacks. Snacks.
Snakes. Chinese.
Gujarati.
Gujarati.
Oh,
for snacks, they
will
say snakes.
They pronounce that. They are famous for this snack. And then night food. From morning to evening. The Shava, we are doing Shava Sadhana. Oh, the Shava is not comfortable in the seat, put on the fan and air conditioning. Everything is Shava. One Shava wants to embrace another Shava.
Attempts comfort.
This is the truth. That is why I have to tell you something. High definition TV is coming. It's called 4K. 4000 pixels. Crystal clear. Now 8K is coming and the celebrities hate it.
Yes.
Because when that it is shown here, all the bacteria that is crawling here, we are all having it. You think that you are kissing one small baby. It is all these certain places where they are in dens. So all these depressions, etc., they are bacteria. If you take a telescope, microscope, or to see, you will see crawling literally. But we don't want to see. Why, you look beautiful, I look beautiful. And so, avyavrata bhajana. Bhajana means anything that makes us remember God. And it is also said in the Bhagavad Gita, that you will also have to get the guidance from the Guru. How that guidance has to come also will tell. Loke api Bhagavat guna shravana kirtana. Loke api. In this world also, when we see great people and then analyze their life, how did they become great? How did they become? How did Tukaram become great? How did Namdeva become great? How did Mirabai become great? How did Tyagaraja, Purandardasa, Kanakadasa, Vijayadasa, Vittaladasa, all these great people, Namavali, there is one in Tamil Nadu, very famous to Namakirtan. One young man, I forget.
Vittaladasa.
He is one.
Yeah.
But the other one, young man, oh, very beautiful. Many, many are there. Sabhas are there. So, how did these people become saints? This is the sadhana. constancy.
Constant.
They are doing Avyavrita Bhajana. So Lokepi Bhagavat Guna Shravana Kirtana. Three things. Bhagavat Bhagavantana. Guna is qualities. Mahima. Guna means Mahima. Then Shravana. We have to listen. Listen. Listening is one of the best ways of progressive inspiration. So you listen. Oh, this mobile phone is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You listen 50 times and then you are convinced. You are convinced that my phone is worthless. That fellow's phone is very good. And you buy and find your phone, which you have thrown away, far superior to the phone which you buy newly. So Bhagavat Guna Sravana Kirtana. Then you see. First you listen, and then first you see, then you listen, then you see. And we discuss Prahlada's nine steps. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnoho, Smaranam, Padasevam. Shravana, Kirtana, Smarana, Padasevam. Archanam, Vandanam, Dastyam, Sakya. Another four. And the ninth one, Atma Nivedana. Complete surrender to the divine law. And that is the only way. So even Jnana Marga also is exactly the same. Shravana, Manana, and Nididhyasana. So here, always, Bhadram Kadne Vishnuya Madeva, Bhadram Pashe, Maksha Devadevra. Beautiful prayer. So we have to pray, O Lord, grant me the opportunity to always hear only Mangala Karavakyas. So that much we have dealt with so far. Mukhyatast, according to Narada, Mukhyatast, but the most important way to obtain divine love, Prema, Parama Prema. Mahat Kripa Yeva, Bhagavat Kripa Deshat Va. Va means Athava, or in English language. Mahat Kripa is Mahapurusha's Kripa. Mahat means Mahat Jana. Mahat Jana. Great Mahatmas. Their Kripa. Simply the moment they bless you, immediately the realization will come. The greatest example is on 1st January 1896, Ramakrishna was in that mood. Then so many devotees came. Just what else can I say? May your spiritual consciousness be awakened. The moment he touched him, he went into ecstatic state. Though they could not retain, that was a different issue. So, we have to do Bhagavad Guna Sravana Kirtana, everything. But by doing this, we get the grace of the greatness. That is the idea. Beautiful way Narada puts it. Mukhyatastu, most important sadhana. To obtain parabhakti is Mahat Kripa. Only Kripa, Kripa, Kripa. Grace, Kripa hi keval. Mahat Kripa. Really, Bhagavad Gita is Tadvidhi Nipatena Pariprashnena Srivaya. Tadvidhi. That means you get their grace. Vidhi means to know. Know what is the highest truth. Know what is the best way for you. By what? Pranipatena. Pranipata means prasashtanga prana. Means sharanagat. I accept whatever you say. Pariprashnena. You have to ask. You have to ask because the guru knows. But then, he wants to hear from your own mouth whether you want it or not. Sevaya. First you have to please him. Seva means here. Please him. Sometimes you please him by not doing seva. Yeah. You know, one person says, I'm giving examples. I will message you. Previously, the guru was not having any pleasure. After you message him, you are having whole body started. He would be far more pleased by you are not doing anything. Like that. Then he also wants pleased. What is pleasing? That you be ready. if what my guru says is Parama Satya, and is called Shraddha. Guru Shastra Vakyeshu Satya Buddhi Avadharana. What Guru says, what the Shastras. Because what Guru says is nothing else other than what Shastra says. And what Shastra says, why Guru is necessary then? It's because Shastra can mean many things to many people. Different levels. So this is a beautiful story.
This story.
Slow.
Difficult to understand also, Shastra.
Guru
says it is easier.
That is why Guru is necessary. Because he will make things extremely easy. That's a very important point we have to understand. And he will talk to the disciple according to his capacity. It's a beautiful story in the Upanishad. Human beings, asuras, rakshasas. So, they give tapasya to Brahma. They show me the way. Rakshas, asuras, manushyas, and devatas. So, but Brahma heard their prayers. And they answer, he answered, the. You heard this story? The. Same word. The. So, all the three understood in their own way. So, for the asuras, what is their nature? Cruelty. Krura. Krura. That word krura and cruel. It comes from their own. Kruya. So, daya. Da means daya. Daya dhvam. Be compassionate. Then, what is the nature of manushyas? The miserliness. They don't want to let anything go. So, dana. So, you serve the people. What is the nature of the devas? Too much of enjoyment. Swargaloka means, you know, from morning till evening only. Whatever you desire, it is present. According to your taste, if there are 5 South Indians, 1 Tamilian, 1 Karnataka, 1 Telugu person, 1 Kurgi fellow, another like that, don't think their taste is the same. Mangalore rasam and this Bangalore rasam. And if you go to South East or some Achalananda, the best rasam I tasted was in Swami Achalananda Saraswati. Some Kollur or something. Yeah. I never tasted in my life. For me, after coming back and eating this
restaurant.
So, the 5 people, if they have gone to Swargalok, what gives the greatest joy to them? That will be present. That is called Swargaloka Rasagolla. Sarkaloka Rasagolla doesn't give any diabetic effect. You can eat as much as you want, most tasty. You know that? There was one husband, and he was diabetic for 40 years. And his wife, let alone see Rasagolla, she will not allow even to talk with him. Seeing was different. 40 years passed that way, this fellow wants to eat, but she will never. 24 hours, she is looking at him with a telescope. 40 years passed and both of them died and found themselves in heaven. Saint Peter received them and assigned them celestial home. It is all celestial home. Mano matra, cha matra. Then the man entered. Immediately, he is almost heart attack. The whole hall was filled with heavenly spirits. Husband said, what are you doing to me? I am suffering for the last 40 years from diabetes. And you kept me in this 24 hours. I had to look at it and not able to eat. And the worst thing is, my wife was on eating. So, Saint Peter explained, no, these are heavenly soups. Eat as much as you want. You will be the healthiest person, happiest person on earth. Hearing this, my husband turned to the wife and gave one big slap. She asked, what for? He said, but for you, I would have been here 40 years back. So what are we talking about? Mahatkripa.
Dada.
Devatas, Swargaloka, they are immersed in enjoyment from morning till evening. And that is why the only the means Dhamayadvam, control yourself. Same letter, Da. So for the Devatas, control your sense organs. For the human beings, be a little more charitable. For the Asuras, be a little more kind and compassionate to other people. This is the greatness of what does a guru do? He explains to the disciple according to his capacity of understanding. From there, he has to slowly bring him up. So, Pashu and Veera and Divya, three stages of development. Pashu means they are animals. So, if you simply allow it first to eat whatever you want, then he will never be able to come up. So, don't eat this, don't eat that. Veera, now you are sufficiently strong. Offer all the things which are tempting to God. But don't eat. Give it to others. You know, earlier they said, Velur Maharaj. Swami Vijnanandji Maharaj. Swami was the manager. Every day at noon, they will have a tough time. Because the best things were offered to Sri Ramakrishna. Or it's called Annabhoga. Best rice. Best fried, and they say five varieties of this one, best sandesh, best pie. Every single day they prepare paisa in Belur. As soon as it comes down, Vijnanandji will be waiting there. Immediately will snatch you, the president, and wants to throw the whole thing in the Ganga. The manager Swami, he wants to snatch. So the Swami is snatching towards the Ganga. This Swami is snatching towards like this. Then, later on, he goes, Maharaj, why are you doing? He said, these things are not fit for sadhus to eat. If they eat this kind of thing, what kind of sadhu life they will lead? Whereas, the manager Maharaj is telling, so many devotees are coming. We have to give some prasada for them. They are householders, so they deserve it. So in that puzzle, something falls into this bag. So that one you will bring, and then that is the prasada for the devotees. See that one. Mahapurusha Maharaj. The first offering goes to Mahapurusha Maharaj, president. What does he eat? He put his finger there to know that it has been done properly, so that it is fit to be offered to the God. But rest of it is this yoga. Yol is, there is no color, there is no consistency, there is no smell, there is no form, there is nirguna, nirakara, nirvistesha, mahapurusha yol. Named as mahapurusha, nobody wants to eat. Like Holy Mother's barley water. You know that story? Holy Mother was suffering at Jairambad. You know the story? So, it was summer season. So, the physician, you have sugar candy, sharbat. At 3 o'clock, when the heat was its highest. So, he told you how they prepare. Take a tumbler of water. Take this kalsakre. But not this powder. That
big one.
Long.
White cloth.
Put it in a white cloth. Immerse it, half immerse it in water. So that over the 12 hours, 14 hours, drop by drop. That is very cooling and very tasty. Then add a little bit of lemon juice. So, Sevak was preparing 3 o'clock. The devotees all rushed. Ma, Prasad. So, she will bring a little bit to everybody. By that time, her turn comes, hardly this much is left. So, after some time, she fell in. Then the doctor said, barley water. So, mother knew, devotees will come. So, big, 3 o'clock. Nobody was coming. Nobody was coming. Mother, you know, very innocent. Okay, she had a puta, if you ask him, nobody is coming. What is the matter? Then somebody explains, Mar, it is barley butter. They don't want barley butter. They are able to see barely, they are able to bear. Barley is barely. Okay. Mukhyatastu Mahat Kripayegra. Only by the grace. You serve them. Their grace will come. When their grace comes, that means God's grace has come. Their grace is God's grace. Because who works through them? Mahapurusha.
Yes.
Ramakrishna. Blessed. May your consciousness be awakened. Oh, actually, who is working through Sri Ramakrishna?
God.
Mother, Divine Mother.
Yes.
And the Shakti.
Mali.
We are all, whatever be the deity, whether it is Ganesha, or Kartikeya, or Vishnu, or Brahma, or Shiva. It is the Shiva Shaktiya Yipto Yidhi Bhavati Nashakta Prabhavitum. Sundari Lahari begins with that loka. If Shakti were not there, Shiva becomes a Shiva. That is why in the Kali, Pratima.
Yeah.
So the Shiva is lying like a Shiva. Because he is Mahakala. And then everything, Sishti Sthiti Laya is done by Mother Kali. But if she doesn't stand, Shakti cannot work unless there is that Shuddha Chaitanya as a background. But Shuddha Chaitanya itself cannot function without Shakti. So if you have an idea, you need an instrument for that idea to express. Otherwise it will just remain idea. You have instrument but no idea. So people are divided into people with ideas but no instrument. People with instrument but no idea. So one is blind, another is lame. When they come together, then the blind can sit, can walk, and then the lame will sit on his head and shows walk left side, walk right side. Nowadays dogs are the guide dogs, you know. Correctly they take the man at home, to home. Mahat Kripai. Only by the grace of great people. Then he says, Va Athava Bhagavat Kripa Lesha. This much of grace of God. You don't need that much. This much grace has. So Ramprasad, Sri Ramakrishna, is to say, following Ramprasad, oh Ma, you are like an ocean. If you just give one drop of your grace, that my life will become completely kritakritya, sartha. And what do you lose? You are not losing anything. After all, you are a ocean. So why you are such a kanjushi? Why you are not giving? Why Mother is not giving kanjushi? Now, because the child cannot bear it. That is what is illustrated in the on 1st January. So many people received, hardly anybody could retain. Not only that, they become rogues also. He said, Ramlal, Thakur's nephew, Ram Kumar's, Rameshwar's son. My God, how much trouble he gave to Holy Mother. And he was there on that day. And Thakur asked him, what do you want? I want to see Mr. Dev. Thakur touched it. The Devata's darshana he had. What is the result? That's why we say, first character, then knowledge. Not the other way around. Character without knowledge is much better than knowledge without that. If Hitler gets all the scientific knowledge, then he will kill the whole world. And that's what is going to happen in future. So, Bhagavat Kripa Lesha. Are they different? No, they are not different. Bhagavat Kripa and Mahat Kripa. They one and they stay. The Bhagavat Kripa only flows through the instrumentality of Guru, Mahat Kripa. And if we have that one, then what happens? We have that faith. Oh, what my Guru says is, once you have that Shraddha, the good thing is, only we lack Shraddha. And this point, that what is the most crucial ingredient in sadhana?
Shraddha.
Shraddha or not having Shraddha. This is so beautifully illustrated in Kathopanishad. Kathopanishad is a beautiful illustration. His father was not having that much Shraddha. Then he is having only steps. He says, Shraddha, Avi Tamha Kumaram Nachiketam Shraddha, Avi Vesha. He did not have Shraddha. He was possessed by Shraddha. If somebody possesses you, you are completely what I call out of, you don't have any control. It is only the that too, bhuta or whatever it is. And we are all possessed. We are all possessed by these ghosts. What is the ghost? Advertisement. Ghost. Yes, Amazon and this Google. They are showing you. And then after a few times, yes, that ghost really possesses you. Advertisement is what?
That's the food, the food.
But same thing can be used for spiritual sense. So what is this? What do we get? And then just labhyate api tat kripayaiva. So in the next sutra, what Narada is telling, that this Mahatsanga is so great. How do we get? Only by the grace of God. Why? Tasmin tajjane veda abhava. Tasmin, in God, tajjane, bhagavajjana, bhagavad bhakta. Is absolutely no difference. In the Bhagavatam it is said. That I am in the Bhagavan, is in the heart of devotees. And who is in the heart of Bhagavan? Devotees.
Devotees.
Yeah. A child constantly thinking, my mother, he will do everything for me. So he cries, he is blessed. But what is the mother thinking? Only the baby. Even she is planning. 2 months later, I have to go to some place. And then what will be the things necessary for my child's welfare? Everything she is planning. Even 1 month ahead, she is planning. So one day, M came to Sri Ramakrishna. He was in deep meditation. But then meditation was over. Then M was wondering, what was Sri Ramakrishna meditation? Meditation was necessary to get God's vision. He was always thinking, God, where is the need for meditation? Can he explain? No. I'm thinking about the devotees. Who made how much progress? And why some people are not able to progress? What is the obstruction to make that progress? How I can help that person to get rid of that? This is the meditation of Narada went to test the Sri. Then he was found in deep meditation. So he waited. Krishna came out. Then Lord, everybody meditates upon you. What are you meditating? I am meditating upon my bhaktas. How can I advance their spiritual? How can I do some good? So if you think of God, God is thinking of
us.
In fact, he thinks more of you. You know why? Because we think of God because we are in samsara. First of all. And then our time is very limited. So he has got Ananta Kala. How to spend? So see, all of the devotees, his children. But it's important for us to know. There is no bad child in God's
children.
So there may be many Uputra Jayeta Vachidapi Pumata Na Bhavati. So there may be bad children. But for mother, no bad children. Because externally, we may be dirty or we may be clean. That is right.
Swamiji, I take leave of Parayana.
Of course, we stop. Oh, in Janani, Musharata, Devi, Smaranna, Krishnam, Sivaguru, Pada Padmi, Tayo, Sritva, Pranamami, Mohor, Noho.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Thank you.